tonight's Dear Abby. Dear Abby, my fiancé's best friend, Ted, accidentally shot himself in the head the other day. Ted and his pal, Matt, were drinking and looking at Ted's gun. The gun has a history of not ejecting the bullet when you want it to. Anyway, Ted looked to see if the gun had any bullets in it, and it didn't. So Ted put the barrel to his head and pulled the trigger. Well, guess it had one after all.
Whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy. What a gap.
Whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy.
A big blunder.
Whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy.
A major flub.
Whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy.
Stupidity.
Whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy, whoops a daisy.
Hellfire, damnation, and eternal ecclesiastical bigotry. We're not going to be able to get to that, Dear Abby, till after the top of the hour news. It's a good one, though. Let me make sure this gun isn't loaded, Matt. Then I'll do the old fake suicide gag. Okay? And no bullets. Okay, good. Watch this. That's not the fake suicide gag. That's the actual suicide. I don't know if you people have ever been around. I'll just have you guess which state this occurred in. I don't know if you've been around people who have tried this. You're at a party. Nobody has anything interesting to say, so you grab a gun. There are usually guns lying around. You pick one up, put it to your head, and pull the trigger. But first you check to see that there are no bullets in there, because this is going to be a gag. It's supposed to be the old fake suicide gag. But then you say, wait a minute. Something hurts like a son of a bitch. That, ow. And then it becomes the actual suicide ruse. That old, gag. And you start saying things like, how did that happen? And you're looking around at everybody and saying, well, I guess it's not important how it happened. What's important is that this is still funny, is it? I mean, how's the gag going for you people? On my end, it's hurting like hell. But, I mean, just in terms of theatrics and comedic timing, I mean, it was worth it, right? Was it worth it? Because if you tell me no, if you say the humor quotient is negligible here, I'm gonna feel like a moon calf for having to go through these upcoming brain surgeries. And everybody at the party says, "Oh no, it was funny. No, that was funny. Yeah, wasn't that funny? That was funny. Come on, everybody, help me out here. There you go. Yeah, no, that was hilarious. I mean, the look on your face when that gun actually went off, that was priceless. Yeah, you looked as though that was the last sound in the world you were expecting to hear. So, sure, the upcoming surgeries, the blood loss, the time off work, the trauma, all that's a small price to pay for a gag that really, really tops anything you've tried up till now. Well, that actually isn't true. I remember that time you wanted to pretend to electrocute my mother, and you ended up really electrocuting her. And my dad showed up with his work buddies, and they were expecting dinner, and all Ma had made were the drinks before she died. And, boy, the look on Dad's face when he saw he was going to go hungry, that was equally priceless. But, yeah, don't worry about it. It wasn't a complete waste of effort there, Ted. Well, anyway, here's the deal, folks. Matt feels that Ted blames him for what happened. See, Ted lived. Yeah. There was no brain in there to hit. Nobody blames Matt, but Matt blames Matt. This person writing said it was just a stupid accident. Are there any support groups out there that my fiancé and I can get Matt into? He's really messed up. He needs to talk to someone. And what does Abby say? Abby puts on her little Smokey the Bear hat, or whatever the hell she wears when she writes these responses, and she says, "Among the rules of responsible gun ownership are never point the barrel at a human being and never assume a gun isn't loaded." Now, Ted, the guy who took one to the head, was almost dead. Ted, probably, I'm just guessing, has heard this a couple of times since the big accident. Abby thinks that she's coming up with this clever piece of advice and is the first one to deliver it. I'm sure this was quite a while ago that this happened to Ted, but she's ready with this one. Among the rules of responsible gun ownership are never point the barrel at a human being and never assume a gun isn't loaded. And only you can prevent forest fires. So that's where she's earning her money. If there is a support group for Matt, Abby adds, I'd recommend AA. I think he has a drinking problem. Now, why the hell does she say that? Yes, this writer mentions that Ted and Matt were drinking when this happened. But can we really jump from that to he's an alcoholic? Seriously. You know how many people drink and do something? And sometimes it's something stupid, and sometimes they're not drinking and they do something stupid, and sometimes they drink and do something stupid, but they're not alcoholic, and sometimes they don't drink and do something stupid, and they are alcoholic, but they weren't drinking at the time they did something stupid, and there is actually a support group for this guy. There is an actual therapist this guy could see. There is someone who could really help him. But Abby doesn't know this. One track Abby is sending him to AA. Her old line used to be see your family doctor or clergyman. She's branching out now and is throwing in AA. What a lame answer. Couldn't you have done some research and found out that there are actual groups where people who are feeling this level of guilt and shame can go and get help? It's not Matt's fault that Ted put the gun to his temple and tried to blow his brains out as a gag. Matt, I'm out here in St. Paul, Minnesota, defending you. Where are you? Where'd this letter come from? Oh, yeah, I asked you earlier to guess the state. Montana. That's right. Montana. Where right now there's probably someone having a couple getting ready to try once more to perfect the old fake suicide gag. They're going to eventually get this down. Shh. Shh. Is that Montana checking in?